talk about the biggest conversations made of trustworthy ideas passionately connected to everyone. Let's Talk on Nigeria Info 95.1 Abuja. The Current Affairs Show provides a new scope to the details of politics.
Actually participated in the governorship election.
Roll out the vaccination in 4 phases.
Let's stay away from the sides of the story and go deeper, deeper together. Let's Talk weekdays at 8 a.m.
on 95.1 Nigeria Info Abuja. Let's Talk.
The Current Affairs Show.
Your number one talk news and sports station. This is the Morning Crossfire with Femi D Live.
Welcome back to the show. It's 8:18 a.m. Nigerian time, and here we are right now. Today is Thursday, the 26th day of August 2021. There are issues of concern everywhere. There's nowhere to shy away from it, and the reality on ground brings much to talk about. Let me start off by mentioning the release made by the presidency yesterday with regards to the interview granted by Governor Samuel Otuoma of Benue State. And this is what the presidency said about this. Listen close, because you would be able to tell me if this resolves the situation on ground. And this was a reaction before the second killing that did go on in Plateau State just yesterday. Statement concerning Samuel Otuoma, the governor of Benue State. Governor Samuel Otuoma has few political principles. We can see this from the fact that he has changed political party 5 times during his undistinguished career. Every time he feels the wind may be blowing in a certain direction, he follows it. Unfortunately for the good citizens of Benue State, the most dangerous direction he blows in today is that of sectarianism and ethnicity. In an attempt to boost his sinking political fortunes, Otuoma takes the cheapest and lowest routes possible by playing on ethnic themes, and in doing so knowingly causes deaths of innocent Nigerians by inciting farmers against herders and Christians against Muslims. Specifically, Otuoma stirs up hatred by targeting one single ethnic group in Nigeria using language reminiscent of the Rwanda genocide. As was the case in Rwanda, where the then Hutu leaders of the country incited their countrymen against each other, claiming there was a secret Tutsi agenda over the Hutu. Otuoma claims there's a secret Fulanization agenda over other ethnic groups in his state and in Nigeria. This is a copy of the language of the Hutu power, which falsely and intentionally accused the Rwanda Tutsis of plans to dominate the country. The wicked talk is aimed at giving the cover to his so-called policy of the Ranches Establishment Law, which in reality is purely an act of denial of the law, intended to withhold rights and freedoms from one ethnic group alone, while inciting race hatred against them among all others. These are not the actions of a man who should be trusted with running public services or holding public office. For the governor of a major state in Nigeria to be politically driven by ethnic hatred is a stain on our country. The good and fair-minded people of Benue State deserve more than this, and we look forward to the next elections when we have an opportunity to restore its greatness. And that statement was released by Garba Shehu, a senior special assistant to the president on media publicity yesterday, August 25, 2021. But I just read out his exact words. No interpretations given so far to this situation as we have it. So here's the deal. There was also another interview done by another naval officer that talked about the fact that he strongly feels the federal government of Nigeria knows what it will take to resolve the fight against insurgents and unknown gunmen. Here's where things are getting a little bit more elaborate. Do we move on to consider the unknown gunmen and the likes of them to become terrorists? But terrorizing what? At what level should they be? Are we still dealing with the languages? And here's the deal of our conversation this morning. The languages around security and insecurity as we have it in Nigeria. The languages or the words, the phrases, that are being used over and over again. Security Summit, That's One Language. Policy on Ranching or No Ranching, that's another security language. Farmers versus Herders Crisis, that's another language. Unknown Gunmen, another language. I beg to say, these are all phrases, not language now. All phrases in the security language of the country. Security chiefs resign, that's another set of phrase. Presidents resign, that's another phrase. Governors resign, that's another phrase. Ethnic colonization or to fight, that's another language. Ethnicity, another language. Sectarianism, another language. Fulanization, another language. Kidnapping, banditry, what else? What am I missing out on? The collection of the security language around the country at this time, and for those of us who have had the chance to study conflict resolution, there's a climax to when you use all these words interchangeably over time. Now, it's not so much about the interchangeable use of the words, it's not so much about the fact that each of these phrases and this set of words carry a level of gravity that interprets or misinterprets. Again, I say it closely. Interprets or misinterprets the situation of the day. Few days ago, let's do some case studies, right? Few days ago, it was planned to state that we had the incident of where the religious leaders who were traveling from Ondo State were attacked, okay? And initially, the reasons to clearly say, oh, it's not a religious attack. They were killed by all kinds of people who were armed. They were, that's another one, armed gunmen. They were killed by gunmen, in the bus as they traveled. And that was really sad. And it was not about ethnic attack. It was not about religious attack. At least that's what the government put it out there to be, to say it's neither about any of these situations as being talked about mainly. Now, let's push that past that. So, you have the deputy governor traveled to meet the deputy governor of Ondo State, the deputy governor of Plateau State to meet the deputy governor of Ondo State to explain the situation, clear things up, and put perspective to all that there is going on. Now, yesterday afternoon, another attack. These guys were not traveling. They're residents of Just North. They were not using any shortcuts. They were not going through, they were not bypassing any traffic anywhere. They were not going to gather view. They were in their homes. Right there. Attacked, killed, burned, and the likes of that within their homes. Bringing forward a very simple question again about the motive of the attackers. And while we talk about motive of the attackers, we should also start talking about the motive of our response or reactions. That's one case again. The NDA attack continues to elude me. Remember, there was also the attack on the helicopter of the former chief of army staff, God rest his soul, and of course all the soldiers. And also 2 days ago, today's Thursday, right? 2 days ago, there was the response provided by Governor Zulum of Borno State, where he said about 10% of the population in Borno State have ended up either losing their lives, or they are just not even domiciled anywhere, and 100,000 people thereabout over 12 years have lost their lives within Borno State. And there's the likes of Governor Masary, who's also saying, well, defend yourself. And the federal government says, well, it didn't mean it that way. It can't call for people to defend themselves. And there's the Governor Matawalle, who also is also joining the conversation, saying, actually go for state of emergency. That's another phrase that I need to add to the security language collection, the languages around this. Now, having put forward everything the way I have, I mean, I've tried to touch on everything. Now, should I go into Kaduna State, I would take some more time if I venture to talk about Kaduna State and the attacks there. But the students return mainly from Benue, and from 15 of them, still about 67 waiting. And of course, there are incidents that have gone on in other parts of the country, boys' adoption, Dapchi, Chibok, and all kinds of things that made a very complex situation of our security architecture response to this situation. And if they have responded, how have they responded well enough? And some say, and I'll be very fair in saying this, that the reason why, and this has nothing mainly to do with Nigeria, but when you do have studies in conflict management, what usually happens is this. When a government or a fighting side, you know, like the government of a country, starts to put pressure on terrorists or groups of terrorists, what usually happens is there is a pushback by these terrorists in different fronts. Well, what they do is you have their sleeper cells, what you call sleeper cells in conflict management. You have the sleeper cells. They start to respond. Sleeper cells could be people domiciled in areas and communities where they've never had reasons to do anything about incidents of, you know, fighting of people before now. Things are quiet before now. And suddenly you have a situation where these men, maybe even women, start to respond and put pressure on areas that might not have been covered before. Yesterday and today, 2 days ago and yesterday, was Plateau State just as extensively. There could be sleeper cells in other states of the Federation waiting to be activated as a response to the fact that the Nigerian army is pushing through or is getting closer to where they are. That's one theory. So, in conflict management, what we have is a situation where you have sleeper cells activated to fight off where there are where there are facilities of the government in order for them to feel the pain and back off them. Because the government of the country is getting closer and fighting through situations on ground. So that's on one hand. But then there's also the indelicate balance of, well, if one of the sides, and I'm still explaining conflict management, if one of the sides gets weaker, the side who thinks they have the advantage starts to push in, starts to have more cases, starts to have more attacks, and publishes these attacks, or make sure that these attacks are in public spaces, being talked about extensively. Nobody can ignore the attack on NDA. I mean, nobody who's in the news or in news business would look at that and just, you know, ignore and say, well, it's just one of those moments where there's fight going on. No, nobody can do that. You literally have to talk about it because it's there right in front of you and right before every one of us. So, an attack on NDA, an attack in Plateau State, these two key locations become of public notice. And if the government is doing anything or they're doing something that's not commensurating with the efforts to safeguard lives and properties, it becomes debatable about who is winning and who is losing. And that's just to put that in perspective very clearly. So you have a very conflicted situation, conflicted case studies, conflicted characters, conflicted responses, and conflicted debates about what is going on. What is going on? Let's get back from the theory of conflict management now, come back into the space of Nigeria. What is going on with regards to Nigeria? Some say government doing well enough, some say not doing well enough, some say they could do more. Very true. But thinking about it carefully, there are reasons to examine or to even think that we all need to be more careful than ever before. Why have I said all this Tureshi or this English that I've said? You never can tell. There could be sleeper cells in different parts of the country. And I think it still comes back to the fact that we as a people need to be able to inform other security operatives or be informed and be on the lookout for when things look strange around you. Where we ourselves are responding and preparing for situations that are right there before our eyes, to be careful enough, to observe, to report, to share those information. I know some people may not necessarily agree with me of this approach, but think about it when it comes to the bottom line, your own safety. Streets, by the way, streets are being robbed in Abuja now, and homes are being robbed. They just find out who stays where, who does have what, and they rob them. This will have been police and thief issue, as we used to say way back then. But it's not as simple as that anymore. It's very important to be able to assess the situation as ourselves, by ourselves, and carefully as a community prepare to inform to, I mean, if there are bushes around your homes and the likes of that, it's not exactly a good idea to have just bushes and all kinds of places, loopholes, channels, or blocked places around your areas. I mean, this is the lesson I would want every one of us to reflect on. Reflect on carefully. Conflicted debates are always there. But what do we do? How do we do it as a people? Very important now. There's always the news to break. But as always, I often tell people, let us not be the ones that break the news about ourselves. The moment you become the news, it can really be challenging, good or bad. I will take your calls on after the break.
Nothing breaks the news like the news. Trust me, I can prove it. I'm ready. Let's take on the biggest debates on radio, provide insights, experience, and build an unforgettable discussion together. I am Femi D.
Let's talk about the biggest conversations made of trustworthy ideas passionately connected to everyone. Let's talk on Nigeria Info 95.1 Abuja.
We're back to the Morning Crossfire on your number one news, talk, and sports station, Nigeria Info.
From your number one talk news and sports station, this is the Morning Crossfire
with Femi D Live.
It's 8:41 a.m. Nigerian time. Let's take on your calls with regards to our conversation now. With all the language around security and insecurity, phrases, words, and the likes of that, we still have a very fluid situation open for some perspective that would see how things are. The accusations hanging left, right, and center. Most is also in this way. Security emergency, no state of emergency, as called for by Governor Matawalle. Governor Masari is talking about self-defense. And you have the president itself also responding to calls made by Governor Autumn, well, hanging it off him as his call towards creating hatred in the country and also accusing him of division of the country. What a time. What a time we find ourselves. 0700-951-0000. Good morning and welcome to the show. Good morning to you.
Once again.
Welcome.
Family.
Yes. What's your name?
I'm Chukwudi.
Where's Chukwudi calling from?
Bakubo.
All right, Chukwudi, let's hear you.
I think Nigeria should go to the drawing board. Nigeria must, the issue of restructuring. Yes. But we must agree to agree. We must agree to be one. Don't need of forcing ourselves with all this. I don't believe in this type of thing. Are we believe to one Nigeria?
What type of thing? Thank you so much. Okay, I'm just not going to go. Oga Okwi, respect yourself this morning. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Yes, good morning. Welcome to the show.
This is Hame from Gowalana.
All right, welcome.
You see, what is happening in Benue State? is that the federal government has to be blamed. Because Ghana Boy has been terrorizing Benue people. But you only can't over the blame from planning people. Which is wrong. You see, your people are trying to do something, you carry the blame to another person or another set of people. That's not the right thing. And people are saying, why is not, we are the problem of ourselves. Let us change our sentimentality. We are too sentimental in Nigeria. See what happened in Brazil. They killed people by Muslims there. They did not say anything. China did not say anything.
Hello. Okay, well, looks like he's moved on. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Femi.
Good to have you on. Welcome to the show.
You picked my call. Wonderful.
I'm glad I did. What's your name, sir?
My name is Dozier.
Dozier. Okay, welcome, Dozier. Let's hear you.
Yeah, I hope you didn't have a problem with my message, though, what you read this morning.
Okay. I'm not too sure I even remember, but I'm sure I read your message this morning. I can't remember the content.
Oh, yeah,
the one about, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I saw your message. Yeah, no, I don't have a problem with it. I laughed hard when I saw that. I laughed
right,
hard.
Right.
Yes, welcome.
Thank you. I understand the syllables and the definitions are concerned some of the conflict management terms you mentioned. Sleeper cells and agents planted in places that are dormant right now. They define it as being dormant areas where they easily blend in the systems with the society, the people there, and they will just practically vanish. Nobody will know they are there. Conflicts will be happening in different places. But when they feel, just like you said, the pressure is being put on them, in their militant arms in different places, they would now be reawakened, you know, to cause problems. It's a very potent, some people might say it's some kind of theory that you're putting across, but it's actually, for me, somebody who is educated enough and exposed enough to know what they're talking about, that you are making a very potent statement, a very clear argument. And I feel that, just like I said before, Masari said something before, and the powers that be have said that he misunderstood what he said. Now, Femi, I ask you this. When he said that thing, you know the circumstances and situations that surrounded him voicing out his opinion. He is from the president's home state. Don't forget that. Now, it's autumn. Autumn has said what he has said to defend his people. And now the powers that be have said that Autumn is saying something that is conflicting with the interest of the reality of the country. I feel this is wrong.
All right.
No matter how you think, let's be honest, I feel it's wrong.
Okay.
People cannot speak up anymore. And that's the problem you said. You read my statement this morning. I would not want to go into it because I know that you're under pressure at being with the end on the NDC. I wouldn't want to bring any problem between me and the decision I lost so much. So I'll leave it at that.
All right. Thank you so much. We'll talk even more after we speak to the team from Excel Entrepreneurship. They'll be here with me for 10 minutes and then we'll talk a little bit more after the time. Stay with me.
It's Nigeria Info.
Nigeria Info.
And we're back to the Morning Crossfire on your number one news, talk, and sports station, Nigeria Info.
Keeping up with your messages, Femi, can you see when an attack was made on a certain faith and people were from Ondo State on their way back to Ondo State, presidency responded quickly after the disaster. But when killer headsmen attacked again yesterday or before yesterday, presidency remains mute over that, despite the fact that Lalong had to visit the president. Okay, so John from Kuba says, everything you just read out by Garba Shehu, principal, is guilty of it. That's what he says. All right, and then you also have another question from Felix who says, smiles. If Nigeria is your personal business, which when you establish your art and money in 2015, would you, with your clear eyes, employ? You know, I've been using it's a language of Nigerian for now. Everybody's laughing at me. When you reach inside the middle of somewhere, this is not a matter of when you get to a part of the message. This is a part of when you get into the middle of somewhere. Don't understand that one is another level of grammar. But if I would just jump around that part of the Felix's message, he says, if the answer is no, that you not employ certain people to manage your business, why then employ them to manage this big country? As for me, it's not Buhari that's filled, but Nigeria filled themselves for deliberately employing in. It is those who fronted Buhari that should be held accountable for deliberately bringing him to achieve the interest he has so far. However, when Nigerians are ready for Nigeria, they will go for it and take it. For now, Nigerians are not ready yet and they're paying the price. You said there could be sleeper cells around the country. I think there are sleeper cells in the country. What happens when you sleep only on alert, wakes up, and I reckon this talk about sleeper cells is 5 years or more late in coming to Nigerians, but it's all good. Better late than never, he goes on to write. But I have to leave it at that this very morning. Thank you so much for being part of the show. I would say more about conflict management as the week or even the month since September goes on. I do intend to have a series on conflict management to discuss extensively, to learn about this in theory, and at the same time have some case studies examined alongside with some of my friends in this sector. We'll talk about that even excessively. For